Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Of course, he pulls the base hit. Couser's up with it. They're going to try it with Jazz. Throw! Oh, a collision at the plate! Henley got knocked out! Chisholm sends the ball out to right center. That one's off the wall. Rice scores easily. They're going to try it with Goldschmidt. The throw to the plate is not in time. Bouncing ball to third that should do it. Appropriately, it's Chisholm, who is one of the Yankees' big stars today. And the Yanks take the series with a real snatch-em-back victory on this Sunday in June.
He's been super durable, especially for a catcher. So, you know, unfortunately, if he does, if this is a thing, he's going to go. But, you know, hopefully it's not too long. From my point of view, just as a long-term development guy, what I would love to see is him absolutely knock the door down. I don't think you take a guy like Sammy Basayo and you bring him to the big leagues just because there's a need. I think you bring a Sammy Basayo to the big leagues when he's destroyed AAA in all facets of the game.
That's Tony Manzolino Saturday. And as you heard during the cut there, talking about Sam Basayo, number one prospect, Orioles system, one of the tops in baseball. Heard him prior to that talking about Adley Rutschman, who's on the IL for the first time in his career. Left oblique strain. He felt some soreness in the batting cage on Friday. And during the highlight montage, or lowlight if you're an Oriole fan, which we are, Maverick Hanley got ran over by Jazz Chisholm. A throw up the line from Colton Cowser. Now, if Hanley makes the catch, holds on to it, he's out. But, man, that was a degree of difficulty, and the impact was pretty strong to the point where he was all wobbling around. Even Buck Showalter said on the Roku broadcast he probably saw something in his eyes that said, you go grab some bench. Then Gary Sanchez was probably planning on having most of the afternoon off. He got in there. But Samuel Basayo, and the first thing you're thinking as an Orioles observer, fan, well, Adley's hurt. Your number one prospect is a catcher who hasn't really caught a lot here, by the way, in 2025. But he bashes and bashes at a high rate. And I guess that's Manzo getting ahead of it a little bit by saying until he bashes down the door offensively and defensively, Nolan, we're going to keep slow playing him up to the major leagues. His major league debut is happening in 2025. It's just not happening, at least it seems, anytime soon. Now, you can go back to 2022 in August when a certain long-haired shortstop came up, Gunnar Henderson, and helped, along with Adley Rutschman, key the turnaround to this Orioles franchise. So I'm guessing at the behest of Mike Elias, Tony Manzolino is saying, let's calm down. He'll be here, but maybe not right now. We're 3 weeks away, basically, from the All-Star break. Who knows if this season goes pear-shaped because Adley's out through the break. Westberg got hurt Saturday, sliding with a sliding glove. Now, who knows what his status is going to be. It's a sprained left finger. He can't grab a bat. And if he's not playing tonight against, who is it? I know who they're playing. Corbin on the Hill. Then he's not. He might be looking at an IR stint himself. So it's an interesting scenario that the Orioles are in because the season is teetering. They lost a half game in the wild card over the weekend. But Nolan McGraw, Samuel Basayo, because the fans want it. And fans are always right. Not really. Or they fire Harbaugh, Trey Lamar, that sort of thing. Samuel Basayo, you want to see him before the break, after the break, but at the very least see him at some point in time when the team may or may not be playing halfway meaningful games here.
Yeah, I get both sides of the argument. My initial reaction was, yeah, bring him up. I mean, what's the holdup? You know, if he's going to be here in September, for example, of this year, or August, well, what's the difference of just expediting it by a couple months? Now, you do know in the back of your head, if you bring him up now, once Adley's ready and once Maverick's ready, he's going right back to AAA. So you're asking yourself, is that going to help his development at all? And in my mind, look, all of these prospects are kind of the same in the regard that they will struggle at some point in their early stages of coming up here. Whether it's right from game one or within the first couple weeks or so, they're going to go through some sort of acclimation period. My mindset would be, how about you get a jump on that? And even if Basayo's here for 2 weeks, say roughly, that's 2 weeks under his belt that'll serve him well down the road. How much are you weighing that against the start-stop nature of it, of, oh, you get a cup of coffee here and then go right back to AAA? I see both sides of it. The fact that Mancelino just came right out and said it, I think is very telling, because that's not his decision to make. That is Mike Elias' decision. So I think you're 100% right, Bob. That was a directive from the GM.
Let's get ahead of this. And let's think about it. Adley, Gunner, they came up, stayed up. But everyone else has kind of come up. Grayson Rodriguez was on the shuttle when he came up in 2023. Stowers, of course. Mayo, well documented. Kerstad's on it right now. I mean, do you bring him up to keep him up? Or do you bring him up just to get him a couple of swings, knowing that when Adley comes back, that he's destined to go back to the minor leagues, unless he comes up and makes it a very interesting decision that Mike Elias is going to have to make? Because Adley's not going anywhere. My point is, Basayo blasts. You know what I mean? And then, hey, well, maybe O'Hearn, we can trade him at the trade deadline. And let's see what we can do to navigate some interesting scenarios moving forward here. Because Adley's 27, Basayo's in his early 20s. They're both not going to be catching for the Orioles within the next year or two. So somebody's moving. You know what I mean? But maybe he comes up and he hits so well, you can't send him back. I mean, Gunner was hitting. Gunner looked like he belonged in the majors from his first. He homered in his first game, and they were putting him at second, third, short. I mean, they bounced him around. He wasn't going anywhere. So I don't know. But I'll defer to the experts. Do what you got to do at AAA. But I want to see you in August. Not no September call-up. Let's get on up here, because something tells me, now with the injury starting to mount again, that maybe by August, we're looking ahead to 2026.
Sounded like, listening to Mancelino, that the catching would be the bigger issue more so than the batting. He hadn't, like you said, Bob, he hadn't caught a lot. And then, is that fair to your pitchers if you're getting a inexperienced, you know, catcher coming in?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Defense is probably, and if they come out and say that, like if Elias talks about it and says, look, we just don't feel comfortable in the defensive side of things, how can you argue against it? But to the whole point about, well, when you call him up, you want him to stay here. Well, even if he's called up in August, September of this year, he's still going to have to earn the job for next year in spring training. It's not being handed to him. So I don't think that's part of the decision at all. Whether he comes up this week or August, September, it doesn't matter. He's going to go down, in a sense, to prove himself again at some point.
Right. But he comes up in August and proves he belongs, at least offensively. You find a role for him. It's still going to be an offseason where Mike Elias is going to have to spend some money. I mean, because they have a ton of free agents, as we've documented 1,000 times. And ladies and gentlemen, you already know. But Adley Rutschman, first time on the IL. I guess we'll go ahead and say that he was hurt last year, even though he denied it. He was having a really good June. Unfortunately, comes to an end. Orioles go 3-4 on the road trip. I said it last Monday. They go 4-3. You'll take it. This was before they blew an 8-0 lead, that debacle. And then they win on Friday in the Bronx, almost get no hit on Saturday, lose Westberg. And then yesterday, just scuffling to score runs after putting two on the board in the first inning. If I'm going to criticize any strategy, Orioles had first and second, nobody out in the eighth. They should have bunted Laureano. Three guys wound up striking out. And I get Laureano can get a three-run bomb. I get all that. But you're really having a hard time putting runs on the board. So So you get first and second. They gifted you that first and second, by the way, with the walks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mm-hmm. Just go ahead, Nolan. At least get the runner to third and get an up pass ball, each six. You know, be fly ball. Obviously, there are opportunities to get him home because you knew 2-1 wasn't going to be the final score. You knew the Yankees were going to break through sooner or later. Oh, by the way, the Orioles got a leadoff double from Carlson in the seventh, and he didn't sniff the plate either. So missed opportunities, but sometimes that small ball, especially late, can be your friend.
Right, and I mean, some of your recent wins here have been those nail-biters where you're sweating it out for the bullpen. So you're going through this. You know you're having a hard time scoring, like you said. Do you feel like you can win a one-run game here? I mean, recent history shows that you've been able to squeak some out. But the other side of it is you feel like you've been playing with fire. And you feel like you've maybe gotten out of some jams that maybe you didn't quite deserve to. So it was going to catch up to you at some point. And it did. And for Brian Baker, one of their better pitchers, one of their better relievers, for him to be the one that has the meltdown, I guess that just proves the point. You know, you can be great as a unit, but it's going to catch up to you at some point. You're not going to be perfect.
Yeah, Yennier Cano felt the heat over the weekend as he was optioned back to Norfolk, trying to get him straightened out. As the Orioles still scuffling here, it's 2025. They're 11 games under 500, 6 out of the wild card last place in the American League East. Coming home tonight, taking on the Texas Rangers. Trevor Rogers trying to redeem himself after blowing, or helping to blow, an 8-0 lead last week against Patrick Corbin. Tough lefty, so we'll get into all of that and more. I will assume that Kobe Mayo will be in the lineup tonight. Jordan Westberg's the one we're going to really keep an eye on, because if he's not, then maybe this injury could keep him on the shelf for a little bit. But the Orioles go 3-4 on the road trip. Disappointing road trip, because they should have been 3-1 in Tampa. And had an opportunity to take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. They didn't. So what does that mean? They are who their record says they are. A below 500 ball club that's only ahead of two teams in the American League. Can they get it together before the All-Star break? I'm getting a little more skeptical after what I saw this weekend, especially with the injuries once again becoming part of the reality. NBA championship decided last night. We'll get into that. If you want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057. It's Vinny Eddie, Nolan McGraw here on this sweltering Monday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.